folks, and welcome back to the Shiitake Podcast. As always, I'm your main host, Shannon. Joining me this week is my co-host, Mamox. Mamox, say what's up to the people.
Oh, wait. Where am I? Oh, I know this man. That man is Shannon. My name is Mamox. And we are supposed to review an anime. I know what to do now.
Are you done yet?
Yes, I'm done.
Lord, I can't believe you actually did that, first off. Second of all, that doesn't tell nobody what the hell we watched this week. So for those of you who are just as confused as me, this week we are reviewing ID Invaded. I know that didn't make no sense to y'all. It certainly didn't make no sense to me, and I work with the men. But all right, before we dive into that, we have our question of, or I guess we'll be reading our article of the week this week, because I'm running out of questions. So if y'all got some questions y'all want me to read, hit me up, because I'm starting to run a little dry. Only took what?
Three years.
How many episodes are we up to now?
164.
Only took 3 years for me to run out of stuff.
Yeah.
So, this week our article is coming from my anime list. Yeah, gotta get words out. And I don't just judging from the top number 12 spot on this list. I don't know if we're gonna be considering this an actual list or if we're just gonna be tearing this apart, but we'll see. The
what is the description? Topic
is the top 12 anime queens.
Yeah.
So, you know, normally we're like, anime queens, let's go. All right. Mm-hmm. So the description for the article is some queens are benevolent while others are malicious, and they tend to rule in the absence of a king. Even when a king is present, sometimes the queen can be the true power behind the throne. Whatever the case, any queen worth her merit is a powerful mix of beauty and resolve. Oh, sorry, a mix of beauty, power, and resolve. It says, if you find yourself under the rule of a queen, hopefully she is a noble and just ruler who makes you want to cry. God save the queen. Some subjects are less fortunate and find themselves screaming, God save us from the queen. Moral ambiguity aside, any queen who does not want to lose her power in a Game of Thrones needs to be intelligent, graceful, or downright brutal to achieve their goal, be they good or evil.
Okay, they got the description right.
So that is...
at least, in my opinion.
They got the description right.
Yeah.
But get so I'm wondering if this list is more to be about girls or women who are powerhouses in their anime.
Yeah, I can see that.
That's what this article is supposed to be about.
Okay.
Because the title of it just makes you think, okay, waifu status. But that's the first person on this list should not be on anybody's waifu tier, okay? So we're going to take this as powerful women in anime. We'll go with that. That's the route we're going. Because I don't want to end up on the FBI watch list. So, number 12 is Shido from No Game, No Life. Do you think that she's worthy being called an anime queen? Does she have that much power?
I don't know. I mean, she's brilliant. But she is not queen material, man.
You don't think so?
Yeah. This fall under like...
I think her brother does step in a little too much.
Yes. I think this fall under like the character that we must protect at all times.
Yeah, protect at all costs.
Yes.
I think her and her brother complement each other too well for her to really be the power as opposed to half the power and half the power.
Mm-hmm. I mean, they are the perfect
combo. I'm going to have to bow out of this one. So for number 11, I've never seen the show, so I can't have an opinion. It's Elizabeth from Gyokai Senjo No Horizon 2.
Never watched the show.
I never even heard of that one. So I don't know if I think your show has to do well enough to be recognized, you know?
Yep. Okay, next one.
Next one is Yoko Nakajima from the 12 Kingdoms.
Again, never watched this one, man. Wow. Are we missing out on
some
stuff?
More obscure stuff? Because this is an old anime.
Yeah, probably.
This might be a very short article for us. Number 10, or this is number 9. Henrietta de Tristain from Familiar of Zero.
Henrietta. All right. All right, now we're talking.
Well, for you, I still haven't seen this show.
No.
Is this your queen?
No. No. Henrietta is not queen material. No. Let's leave it at that.
Okay.
Yep.
All right. Moving on to number 8. Mao Yu, arch enemy and hero.
Again, never watched this one, man. Mm-mm. Oh my god.
Never even have you heard of this one?
And it's
a, finally it, one we've seen. This game's sad. Number 7, I think we're at. Queen Serenity from Sailor Moon. We hadn't seen this one. We really should not be hosting a podcast.
This is Queen, man.
Absolutely.
This Queen is material. Queen. Come on, yes. Man. Yes. This is Queen. All right.
Absolutely. Absolutely Queen material. Number 6, I believe. Sada from Naruto Shippuden, movie number 4, The Lost Tower. That would have to be from a movie.
Why from a movie? I don't know.
Like, anybody got time for all the Naruto movies, man? I'm sorry.
Yep.
Okay, hold on. Mukuro, number 5 is Mukuro from Yu Yu Hakusho. The okay. Fuck are you talking about with Mukuro as the queen?
I don't know. If they pick, like, what is the teacher? The teacher's name.
Hold on. It's Kawenma Botan. Genkai. There we go.
If they pick that one, maybe. Probably. Genkai,
yes. But it seems like they're also picking people who are just who actually held the title of king or queen. Or who held the title of queen. Because I guarantee you, the only reason they're including Mukuro on this is because of the fact that she held a third of the demon world as a kingdom for centuries. I don't really think that that's the thing.
That is out of the description. Yeah, though. But
she got bodied pretty badly in the tournament, if I remember correctly.
Yes. No. Oh my god. This list was horrible.
Number 4. Charlotte Beatrix Marie Rhodey Wyndham from Berserk. Absolutely not. This bitch not material.
This one. I remember now. Oh, Charlotte. No. No queen. No. No. No.
Okay, what the fuck show is this? They chose some of the most random anime ever. Number 3 is Vivaldi from Alice Wonderful Wonder World.
I don't know. I have no idea, man.
Who was watching these shows?
Somebody must have watched this show.
Somebody must have. There's a lot of the shit I've never even heard of. Gyokuin Ren, Magi, the Labyrinth of Magic. I've been trying to watch this show for years. I just have not had the chance.
I don't remember if I
had. Are you kidding me?
Already watched the show or not. Mm. Okay, who's the top one?
Okay, I'm glad I'm not crazy. Number 1 is Ivankov Emporio from One Piece. This Frankenfurter Rocky Horror Picture Show transvestite, and I'm only using that title, that term, because it's in Rocky Horror Picture Show, is the queen. And it's a man.
Yeah.
It's a cross-dressing man.
Drag queen.
Ain't no one's at least. Cross-dressing man.
And they are trolling with us, man.
That's the worst list I've ever seen in my life. I hate this list so much. I hate everything about this list. I'm sorry I picked it. I feel betrayed and abused.
Who's the author of this one? Oh my god.
Nick Watt 10. You should be ashamed of yourself.
I
absolutely ashamed of yourself.
CBR was worse now. But this one, man, this is the next level. this is not even like AI generated or something. I hardly doubt so.
This was before this article came out in 2016. This was before AI took off. You can't even blame AI for the terribleness of this list.
All right, guys. If you want to read the article yourself, I will put the link to the article in the description below. Ivankov is a queen. I just died. Oh my god. All right. Let's move on to the main topic, man. Oh my god.
All right, folks. As I wait for Mamach to recover from his shock and pain.
Okay. All right.
The main show we're discussing tonight is ID Invaded. Synopsis for this show is going to come from MindAndMillis.net. Goes like this. The Mizu Haname system is a highly advanced development that allows people to enter one of the most intriguing places in existence, the human mind. Through the use of the so-called cognition particles left behind at a crime scene by the perpetrator, detectives from the specialized police squad, Kura, can manifest a criminal's unconscious mind as a bizarre stream of thoughts in a virtual world. Their task is to explore this psychological plane called an idwell to reveal the identity of the culprit. Not just anyone can enter the idwells. The prerequisite is that you must have killed someone yourself. Such is the case for former detective Akihito Narihisago, who is known as Sakido. Inside the idwells, once a respected member of police, tragedy struck, and he soon found himself on the other side of the law. Nevertheless, Narihisago continues to assist Kura in confinement. While his prodigious detective skills still prove useful towards investigations, Narihisago discovers that not everything is as it seems, as behind the seemingly standalone series of murder cases lurks a much more sinister truth. That is the synopsis for ID Invaded, from MindAndMillis.net. Let's hit scores and slogans. Mamach, what you got?
All right, I will give it like 6.5. And my slogan for it is Inception.
Okay. I see you. Mm. I give it a 7.5.
7.5.
My slogan is where Inception and Minority Report meet.
Minority Report. Maybe a little. Maybe. All right. Let's dive into it. Pun intended.
Right. Why did you rate it so low?
All right, so this show is a little bit too complicated for a casual watcher, casual audience. You need to think about the whole thing from a broad perspective, in my opinion. The synopsis doesn't really tell the whole thing, or maybe like not truly the thing that they enter. It is not like hacking into their mind, but it is just like their instincts to kill or something like that.
It's their mind. It's literally their id. So, okay, we're going to go a little psychology here. If I get some of this wrong, I was not a psych major. Parts of the human psyche. I know that there are supposed to be three parts. There's the id, you have the id, the ego, the self, the unconscious, the superego, the ego, the consciousness, the shadow, the id, persona, and the psyche. So those four more. But, the anima, body feelings, Sigmund Freud, and collective unconscious. I think that's just some things they're talking about. But I believe normally it's the ego, the id, and the self, I think.
But they are talking about getting into the unconscious part.
They're getting into the id. So they're the most primitive part of the human mind. The id is the source of our bodily needs, wants, desires, and impulses. So the it is the part of yourself that you, when you do things that you don't think about and you don't really have a reason for doing them. Some people might call them some people might call it the lizard brain, or they'll call it intrusive thoughts. Like if you're sitting there and someone steps on your foot and their first instinct is to punch them in the face, that is the id. Your conscious mind tells you, don't do that. That's not what you're supposed to do. As much as you would want to punch them in the face, you don't just punch them in the face. So the id that they're looking at is the manifestation of all of their, like, their needs, wants, desires, and impulses. So all the things that you are not consciously deciding, but that your mind instinctively puts out. That's what they're diving into. That's why none of it makes sense. And that's why it works with this, because they're talking about the instinct to kill. A creature's instinct to kill kind of factors into the id. It's usually something that the conscious mind or the evolved mind rationally tells us not to do. But when you go along with the base impulses, it's using the id. So that's what the part that they're tapping into. If that made any goddamn sense.
Yeah, I mean, I get the general idea after watching the whole show, I guess. But it doesn't link to the people, to the person directly. They capture like the aura or the energy out of nowhere.
Essentially, it's like a snapshot.
Yes, like a capture of some sort. So makes it more complicated than it's supposed to be, I guess. If it directly affected the people that they were hacking into, then maybe it will be like a far better show, in my opinion.
No, because they're not connected to them physically.
Yeah.
The weird thing about it is that they are in a way. Well, no, because they are in a way. Because we saw them when they... What's the word I'm looking for? The first case, what did they call him? What was his psycho name?
Perforator or something?
The perforator.
Yeah. Perforator.
In the perforator case, when the girl, Hondamachi, when Hondamachi slammed her head into the drill, it changed how she reacted inside of his id well. So there is a connection outside of a physical connection, but there is an active link between the id well and the killers. Because if there wasn't, when Hondamachi hurt herself, it wouldn't have affected her image inside of the id well. So there is a connection there.
The first case, I don't remember that well, but in the other cases, like the major cases, like the chief of the ID well himself, when they are going into his ID well.
Hayaseru, the chief.
I don't remember. Hayaseru is the...
You're talking about the old dude with the gray hair.
No, not that one. The one operating the whole ID well. The one that give orders. The young dude, red hair.
Wait, the young guy or the old guy?
The young guy.
That's Momoki.
Yes, Momoki. When they were inside Momoki's ID well, it doesn't affect him at all. And also,
because it wasn't Momoki's id well.
It was.
That wasn't Momoki's id well. It was not. Because Momoki had never killed anyone. You can only create an id well when you kill someone. That's why when they sent them back to the house and they were scanning for particles, there was the picture. She said, open it up. There was another picture tucked behind it. That picture belonged to Akihito. That was Akihito's id well that they went into, not Momoki's. Momoki hasn't killed anyone. So there were no particles to capture from Momoki. The particles came from Akihito. So that was his id well.
All right. One more. When Hanamachi going into Norihisago id well, as well. It doesn't affect him.
When who went into Sidwell?
That girl, Handamachi, that drilled herself.
Okay, when Handamachi went into whose?
Norihisago, the guy that in prison, ex police officer, when serial killer something.
Mm-hmm.
When she went into him, it doesn't affect him at all.
Yes, right? And no. Yes and no, but that's for a different reason. The problem is that we're diving deep on this.
Yes.
The problem
yes.
is that Akihito is in his own Idwell, which is supposed to cause a problem once he realizes it's his Idwell. That's why things go crazy and there's the storms when your own Idwell. So when she was.
It's supposed to happen if you know you went into yourself, your own IDL, I guess. It will happen. They already told us that.
Once you realize you're in your own IDL, it causes the id storm.
Yes.
Or well storm, whatever they called it.
Mm-hmm.
So when he was asleep inside, when he was in the desert, he didn't know. When he was inside the Mizuhane, was it the Mizuhaname? Is that the name of the machine? The Mizuhaname, yeah. When he was in the Mizuhaname, when they were in the desert, and he was already in an Idwell, found the Mizuhaname, and went into it again, he had no idea where he was going. He did not know he was going into his own Idwell. He didn't even realize he was himself yet. It wasn't until he lived the whole life thing for 2 years, and the girl explained to him, hey, you're in an Idwell. She didn't say you're in your Idwell. Once she did that, he got pulled out of the Idwell, went back to the desert. While they were in the desert, the guy told him finally, we're in your Idwell. And then it revealed that it was the whole numbered square place again, but it was all covered in sand. That's when the storm happened. So she can't affect his Idwell because she's not technically in his Idwell. She's inside of an Idwell, but it's not his. This is why I say it's Minority Report meets Inception, because they're using some funky ass technology with a bitch in water and they're going inside people's heads and they're going down by layers. So they can't affect other people's Idwells. It's very complicated, but you can affect the Idwells of the people that you're in, but not if they are in said Idwell. Because the only time that we've seen it happen was with Handamachi and the perforator, aka Fukuda. Because she changed his opinion of her, and that altered his Idwell. But that wasn't done inside of the Idwell. That was done in the real world. So the change has to happen with the person whose Idwell you're in, but it has to be done in the real world. Will affect the Idwell itself. You can't affect it from the inside of the Idwell.
That time, Naruhisago is in the perforator Idwell, right? When they are solving that issue, while Handamachi was captured?
Yes.
Because Naruhisago...
Handamachi was captured. And Naruhisago
was inside the Idwell. Yes. So
right. He was in the Idwell.
They are relaying the information.
The Idwell was changed not by him. Right, but the Idwell wasn't changed by him. It was changed by Handamachi. Because when she slammed her head into the drill, Fukuda was like, oh, you're just another person that I need to fix. When she slammed her own head into the drill, he's like, oh, you're not like the others. And his opinion of her changed. That opinion changed how she appeared inside of the Idwell to Narihisago. This show was way too fucking deep.
Yeah. Yeah.
This show was so fucking deep. But it's good. It's very good. Like, the number of serial killers, it's like the creator watched all of like the old serial killer films and like murder films, and then took bits and pieces and put it together. Because like the Mizu Haname is definitely reminds me of Minority Report. The diving into people's subconsciouses reminds me of Inception.
Yeah.
The serial killers that couldn't have more than seven victims reminds me of Seven with Brad Pitt. Like, it really seems like they're taking bits and pieces from a lot of different shit and just combining it into one new murder mystery. So, which is, it's good, but it's very confusing. And it was a little predictable when it came to who the true villain of the series was.
Yeah, I hate that part when the detective thing that they do in the ideal world, it's just too, they are giving it away too easily, in my opinion. But other than that, yes, confusing, complicated. You need to think like very hard into this whole thing. And most people doesn't want that when watching anime. But for those who looks or are seeking this kind of stuff, maybe this is for you. Yeah, so the whole like second layer thing, I think I know how it goes. Or maybe I'm just assuming that I know how it goes. Do you know how it works, the second layer thing?
Do I know? I mean, I think I know.
Yeah.
We were talking about diving into another Idwell while in an Idwell.
Yes.
So as best as I can tell, and especially because of when it happened, the second dive is essentially, how to put this? what is her name? Hold on. No, I'm trying to think about the best way to explain it. I need this girl's name.
The Kairu. Original Kairu, the original one. Kairu is just the victim in all of the IDL.
Yeah, original Kairu. So her psychic ability links minds. It allows her to peer into minds and allows her to link minds. So while in the Mizu Haname, you are using her. Yeah, hold on. Let me finish.
Okay. All right.
While you are in the Mizu Haname, you're basically tapping into her mind and her power. So she basically can read anything within her field, in her range. Okay. So, her range currently exists to about all of fucking Tokyo, or all of Japan, wherever this takes place. So because of that, when you are in an Idwell, and you go to a scene where there was previously the particles you need to make an Idwell, and you access those particles, you're basically, all the particles are her way of saying, oh, I need this person's mind. Because she's in tune to killers. So once you've done that, you can jump into another Idwell from that location, like from within the Idwell, without the Mizu Haname. The Mizu Haname is just the means by which what do they call themselves? The great detectives?
The brilliant detective.
Are able to do so. The brilliant detectives. That's how in their minds they know Mizu Haname lets me travel to another Idwell. Lets me go into an Idwell. So they need the Mizu Haname even inside of her mind. This changes when we go and we get to the end of the show and Hayaseru is inside and he's basically lets her out and her range extends to most of the world. So all she has to do, and he basically makes it so that the way you get into an Idwell is no longer through the Mizu Haname, it's through the masks. Because each mask represents a person. So when you go to the mask, you pick it up, you put it on, you're basically jumping into that person's Idwell. Because, damn it, forgot her name again. Kairu? Kairu.
Yes,
because Kairu has connections to all of these killers all over the world. So you're basically picking up the mask. That's like an address. You're putting it on, and you're going through Kairu into that killer's Idwell. And you're tapping into that killer's psyche. That's all the second layer is you going into Kairu and going into another person through her, as opposed to getting out of the Mizu Haname and then getting back into the Mizu Haname and going into another Idwell that way. You're bypassing the Mizu Haname and using her directly.
Right. So Kairu is the original Mizuhaname. Mizuhaname is the prototype or the psychic power that broadcast Kairu's power in a way. So Kairu psychic power, you can say that she is an open broadcast that killers can go into her dream and kill her, whatever that, however the killers want to do with her. So Kairu cannot control her power, and she's been having this dream that being killed by serial killer every single night for the rest of her life, I guess. And then maybe this old chief, the police officer, the police chief, see the potential of this. I mean, the chief is the John Walker, the main antagonist, I guess, of this whole show. Who would have thought, right? the police officer will be the main villain. Yeah, classic. And then John Walker, I guess, take advantage of Kairu, capture her, hide her somewhere, or put her into a comatose state or something like that, and let the broadcast open. And then the chief, the old chief, track down all of the serial killers and let them loose, I guess, in a way. And this one unit, the detective unit, the police.
Well, no, he didn't let them loose. He created them.
Yeah, in a way, yes. And then this.
No, flat out. He made them.
Yeah, I know. He created them just so that in the end, he wants to live in the ID well himself. In the second layer, I guess, in the original Kairu mind, where he can control stuff. That's why he releasing Kairu to the real world, so that she can reach more people and the old chief can teleport to every single ID well that exists in the real world, I guess. Yeah, that's how it goes. It is complicated. You need to watch this yourself to understand, or maybe you won't understand it. But that is the general idea that the whole show is all about, I guess. Now my brain is fried.
I think you need to watch it again.
I don't know if I wanted to. It is too complicated to me. This is not my jam, I guess. But it's an okay show. It is not that bad. The drama, the story behind it all, it's all works out. Even though some of it doesn't make any sense, in my opinion. Maybe I just don't understand it well enough. I don't know. It is a hard show to understand. Yeah. Memorable scene?
Probably the first time you see Narihisa-go talk the bomber one. When he talks him into killing himself.
Oh, when they capture it and put them in the prison.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Like seeing him actually do it, that was pretty crazy.
Fun fact, you watched this in English dub, right?
I did.
the voice behind Naruhisa-go is the guy that voice Nanami from Jujutsu Kaisen. That is the same guy.
Oh, Kenji Nosuda?
Yeah.
Are you talking about Jesse James?
Jesse James?
That's the English actor.
Oh.
The English actor is Jesse James Grell. If you're talking about the Japanese actor, it's Kenji Nosuda.
Kenji. Yeah. So it is a little bit off-putting. I pretty much haven't seen him doing like this psychological, like suicidal kind of character before. So Okay, for me, my memorable scene is when he dove into the second layer and he solved every single serial killer crimes in there and live for like what, couple of years in there?
2 years.
He tried to save his daughter from being punched from by that. I don't know what is his the serial killer name. But
the
but
Challenger.
That guy. The Challenger, yes.
Challenger.
Oh, man. that fight is so awesome. I love that fight, man. it is not a fair fight, but it is a manly fight at least. Damn. I love that
one. Yeah, that was crazy.
Yeah. Another one. This is an epic moment, I guess, when Hanamachi killed that serial killer that linked to that girl who in love with that girl, I guess.
Serial killer. Oh, the perforator? Fukuda.
Oh, Fukura, yes. She killed him in such an epic way, right in front of that girl too, when, oh my God. And then they don't just leave it there. That girl come back, right? In the first layer of the ID well or something like that? Try to kill Hanamachi?
Yeah, he comes back in the first layer to save her.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, someone tries to kill Hanamachi and he protects her, and then that puts him in a coma in the real world.
Yeah. And then that girl try to go into the second layer or something like that, or into the Fukura's ID well. And then she was stabbed or something like that.
She got cut in half by John Walker.
Yeah. Oh. Brutal, man. Should we give the audience the trigger warning? Even though that it is very late into our review now.
I mean, the only real trigger warning is suicide. The rest is just...
I mean, there's
they don't
a
really
brutal...
show anything else.
They don't show it, but there's...
I mean, there's fights, there's guns, but there's I mean, the blood and guts doesn't really need a trigger warning. I think it's just more like the suicide.
Yeah. Brutal, gory stuff. Yeah, probably not. But yeah, suicide. Just suicide. All right, so character, man. Any favorite one?
I mean, I gotta go with Naruhisa though. When he's his normal self, the actual person, not the brilliant detective.
I like
that's grade A badass right there.
I like it when he's detective mode. He's just like a different person altogether.
Nah.
remember when
100% badass when he's in the other mode.
Both of them went into the layer. I mean, Naruhisago went into his ID well with that other guy, the guy with the drill. They both were on a journey on a desert or something. Yeah, when they are both in a journey together, like, how do we survive this heat? Okay, take off your clothes, pee on it.
Put it on. Like, yeah, I think I'd just rather die.
I mean, yeah, there are some good action in there, some brutality in there, some comedy bits. If you find that kind of humor funny, I guess. Some twisted shit too in there. Yeah. For me, I like that girl, Hanamachi. And I feel pity for the Kairu, original Kairu. Because, just think about it, man. Having a nightmare every single night where you know that you are going to be killed by
someone comes to kill
somebody.
You.
Yeah, in a very different way to every single night, man. How could you live
that's pretty
that?
Funny,
yeah. From the looks of it, they are trying to make a second season out of this. Momoki is trying to save that girl too. Who wouldn't want to save that girl, man? I want to save that girl too. But, you know.
Gotta save her.
Gotta save him. Put her in the list that we must protect at all times. All right. All right. Least favorite one. Character that you hate.
What was his name? Koji. Fuyakawa Koji. He was, oh no, sorry, not Funakata. Kazuta. Haruka Kazuta.
Who is that?
One who got drilled and turned into a serial killer, but was just like a lifeless serial killer.
Oh, that is the one that linked with that girl. That girl influenced him to do so, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Was it Ayako? No, not Ayako. Was it Nahoshi?
I don't remember.
You know what I'm talking about. The killer girl.
Yes, the killer girl. Not the killer girl. I mean, she doesn't kill anyone. She's clean.
No, she just tells him to do it. He does it.
Yes, because, yeah, love, of course.
Hey, in the States, you can be convicted of murder for that.
And then Hanamachi said, oh, I just had a kiss with him. And that girl just triggered, man. I love that, the whole thing. The jealousy, man. The jealousy is real. Oh, my God.
Oh, the jealousy was real, for sure.
Yeah, the kiss is out of nowhere, too. Somehow. Yeah, it is obvious. The main villain, I hate the old guy. John Walker, man. All the way. He's the cause of all things. He captured Kairu, the original Kairu. I don't remember her name, really. Kairu is just a given name to that victim in the ID world. But yeah, he died. But before he died, he went into the ID world. I don't like the way he died, really. I want to see him die, like, in a rough way. Maybe tortured him first somewhere. But it is what it is. All right. So conclusion time, man. What are your thoughts on the show? And will you recommend the show to other people?
I think it's a good show. I would, if you like detective shows, if you liked Inception, I would recommend this show.
For me, it's an okay show. It is not really for me. I don't like to think really hard about any particular show. I hate it. I don't like to work my brain that hard for a single show. But if this kind of show is your forte, then yeah, go ahead. See it for yourself and tell us what you think about it. Other than that, recommendation, not to a casual anime lover. Like Shannon said, if you are into detective works, mystery, thriller kind of stuff, then yeah, this is for you maybe. So I guess that's it. This is the end of our review of ID Invaded, a show from TikTok. Shannon Pick. If you like what you heard here, please give us a like, give us a follow, and give us a rating on whatever platform that you listen this podcast on. So for our Fang FM, it is my turn next, and I have decided for us to watch an old show that I've been wanting to watch for the longest time ever, but didn't have the means to. So this is the right time, I guess, for it. We will go and watch Chroma Key High School. It's a comedy short show, but I don't know what it's all about. I only watched like the first episode, like 2 minutes from the first episode, and that's it. And never touch it again. So let's see how it goes. If you have any comment or suggestion regarding our show or any of our future show, you can always hit us up on the interweb. Where can people find us on the interweb, Shannon?
As always, you can find us on Facebook, Instagram, and Threads at Shiitake Podcast. or hit us up at youtalkingpodcast@gmail.com.
All right. So with that being said, let's end the podcast like usual. So, Inception. How many layers can you go into? And will that world become your reality? Who knows? But whatever you do, just be safe and please don't die.
You know, when you're trying to solve murder, there's really no time for opi. There's only time for justice.
Ooh. Ooh. Deep. All right. Ooh. So let's say it with me now, Shannon. Stucky.
Shiitake.